Bonjour, French learners! You're listening to French Pod, where we teach you how to speak the French that's really spoken in France. I'm Erica.
And I'm Amaury. Bonjour.
We have a newbie lesson today.
Yep.
Where we're just going to teach you the basics.
Yeah, this lesson is for beginners today, Erica.
Yeah, but it's newbie.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few other interesting things.
Of course.
We're going to teach you by the end of this podcast, you're going to know how to say lots of greetings.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have any doubts what to do when you meet someone you know.
Yeah.
And the two people in the dial we're about to listen to know each other, right?
They're just friends and they're jogging.
They run into each other.
Yep.
They just both happen to be exercising at the same time. So let's listen to the dialogue. Give us one of the phrases we're going to hear.
So today is comment ça va?
Okay, and that means how's it going? Can you say it again?
Comment ça va?
Okay, here we go. We're going to listen to the dialogue three times. If you don't understand everything, don't even worry about it because afterwards we're going to come. We're going to explain to you everything that happened. So here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
Hey, salut, Sébastien.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va?
Ouais, en pleine forme.
Dialogue, second time.
Salut, Sébastien.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va?
Ouais, en pleine forme.
Dialogue, third time.
Hey, salut, Sébastien.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va?
Ouais, en pleine forme.
Okay, first let's do the translation.
Hey, salut Sébastien.
Hey, hi Sébastien.
Hey, salut Sébastien.
Hey, hi Sébastien.
Hey, salut Sébastien. Bonjour, comment ça va?
Hello, how's it going?
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Hello, how are you doing?
Bonjour, comment ça va? Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va?
Very good, thanks. And you, how's it going?
Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va?
Great, thanks. And you, how are you doing?
Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va? Oui, en pleine forme.
Yes, in great shape.
Oui, en pleine forme.
Yes, I'm feeling great.
Oui, en pleine forme.
Okay, really simple stuff today.
Yeah.
But it's the basic stuff. You gotta know how to say this.
That's all we need to know, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So let's look at some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
We have the word to say hi.
Salut.
Salut.
Yeah. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice that you don't pronounce the T at the end. Salut.
Okay. And it's a very casual way to say hi.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really say this to your boss. This is definitely something you say amongst friends and people you know, right?
It's informal.
So, Sébastien, I love that name in French.
Yeah?
It's fun to say, Sébastien. And then Sébastien answers with a different way to say hello.
Bonjour.
Which is, hello. That one can be both formal and informal, right?
Yeah. It's really something we can use with everyone.
Okay. And it means literally good day.
Yeah.
What times of the day can you use it?
Any time of the day, as long as it's daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, midday, in the afternoon, you can say bonjour.
Okay. Let's focus on the pronunciation of that just a little bit.
Right. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have like a nasal vowel in the beginning. Bon.
That's right, yeah.
And then jour, the jour. R is really like rolls off your tongue, right?
Yeah.
Can you say it one more time?
Okay. Bonjour.
Then we learned to say, how's it going?
Comment ça va?
Comment ça va? Now, which part of that is how?
Comment?
And then ça va literally means that goes.
That's right, yeah. Comment ça va?
And then he answers what you often hear a teacher tell you in your French class when you do something right. What is it?
Did you hear it a lot?
Mais oui.
Très bien, Erika.
Merci, Amaury. And that's what he said, right?
Exactly. Très bien, merci.
Yes, very good. Thanks.
I like to insist on the politeness, so I like this merci when you say très bien. You could say just très bien, but it's better if you say merci. Très bien, merci.
So when someone asks you how you are, you should ask them back, right?
Yeah.
If you want to do that in French, what do you say?
Et toi, ça va?
And you, et toi.
Yeah.
Now the toi This is the informal version of you.
Mm-hmm.
These people know each other, so we use the tu form.
Correct, yeah.
There's another way to say you that we'll learn at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person, he responds with ça va, and then we learned comment ça va before, right?
Yeah.
Now, these two things basically mean the same thing. They both mean how's it going.
That's right,
but
yeah.
The difference is how you would answer.
Yeah.
So in the first case, we had comment ça va.
Très bien.
Yeah, you had très bien or not so good.
Yeah, you give your state.
Yeah, you have to answer how is it going. Mm-hmm. You somehow.
Yeah.
But if you say ça va to someone, you're actually asking them, is it going?
Yeah.
So you answer yes or no.
That's why he says oui.
Right. He says, yeah, it's going.
Oui. Exactly.
But he gives a little bit more detail of how good it really is going.
En pleine forme.
Now, that's a really French expression.
Mm-hmm.
It literally means in full form. But it means that you're healthy, not only physically, but also mentally.
Mentally as well.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good.
Yeah, you're feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
It means kind of like in good shape, but it's not only just your physical state and your, you know, if you're buff, but you look depressed, then you're not en pleine forme.
That's right.
Right? Now, before we listen to the dialogue again, let's just look at one thing. We had quite a few of the French R in this dialogue today. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is one of the harder, most challenging things for learners. I feel like probably that's where my accent comes out the most is in the R.
I've met loads of people who had the same problem.
So let's look at the words that have them first.
Okay. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
That was very good, Erica.
Thank you.
So you don't need to say bonjour and accentuate too much on the R. Just go bonjour. Très.
Très.
Merci.
Merci.
Forme.
Forme. That's something that you're just going to have to practice as much as you can. And don't be hard on yourself if it doesn't come out the right way.
Doesn't matter if you don't say it perfectly the first time.
Or even the 100th time.
As long as you try your best.
Yeah, and you'll find it gets easier and easier as you go along.
Exactly.
So don't let it intimidate you. It's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Yep.
Dialogue first time.
Salut, Sébastien.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va?
Ouais, en pleine forme.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, salut, Sébastien.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va?
Ouais, en pleine forme.
Dialogue, third time.
Hey, salut, Sébastien.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Très bien, merci. Et toi, ça va?
Ouais, en pleine forme.
Okay, we're back. So we learned some great ways to say hi today.
Yeah.
To greet someone.
Mm-hmm. First, salut.
Which is more casual.
Yeah. Can say when you meet someone, like in the dialogue, salut Sébastien. But pay attention that when you leave someone, you can say salut as well to say goodbye.
Okay, so it's kind of like aloha. I mean, you can say both hello and goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly used when you say hi, right?
Yeah.
But it's okay to say when you're leaving someone, salut.
Salut.
Okay, cool.
And we also learned another one, bonjour.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about bonjour. Like we said earlier, it can be both informal and formal.
Yeah, we use it a lot, anytime, and in any place. So even in public places, when you go into a shop and people are going to greet you and say bonjour, you're supposed to...
answer.
Exactly. You're supposed to say something.
Yeah.
Be polite as well.
That was something that took me a little while to get used to in France. It's kind of weird. Like, every time you go into a store, they will always say hi, and you have to say hi back.
Not only in a store, the post office...
Now, before we go, I want to just give a little newbie language learning tip. Today, the language learning tip for newbies is congratulate yourself. It takes a lot of courage to learn a foreign language, especially if you're an adult, I think, and especially if you've never learned one before.
Yeah.
So even if this is the first podcast you listen to, you're doing a great thing.
Definitely.
And take courage, because you will be able to speak this language.
Yeah. I would like all of you to have enthusiasm when you meet someone, you say your salut, bonjour.
Yeah, now you know how to greet them.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we'll teach you something else. So now we're gonna go.
Salut!
Salut!